think it's recording. It says recording. Yeah, cool. So, hey guys, welcome to the dressing room. This is episode three. It's been a while. It's been about probably about 3 4 weeks, I think, since we last done this, guys. But yeah, we took our own little winter break, got through the Christmas period and New Year's and that, and then we're back. So, happy New Year. Hope everyone had a good Christmas. I kept up to date with everyone individually, I think. So I know everyone's good, minus Remy. I know she's got COVID right now, so get well soon.
Thank you.
That's all right. But yeah, no, what we're going to do, we're just going to dive into some games, have some conversation as we usually do. And yeah, hope everyone at home who is watching enjoys. So we'll start with Saturday. That was early kickoff, Arsenal City. Now, me, I'm not going to get too emotionally involved in this one, innit? Because it was a mad thing, innit? But yeah, obviously, City winning 2-1, luckily, in my opinion. It was early kickoff, and it was 12:30,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I took myself down there on New Year's Day. It's absolutely waved. I was still waved up from New Year's. I was fresh, but I took myself down there. I was hopeful, and for 90 minutes, I think we gave City one of the hardest games they've had this season. Like, midfield overrun them, the young guns, it was mad. And through, I'd say, errors of our own and poor refereeing is the reason we lost that game. Obviously, Gabriel getting sent off stupidly, but the decisions in the game obviously just didn't go our way. And yeah, I think we were robbed, if we're real. That sending off changes the game, in my opinion. And yeah, but as I've seen a lot of people on social media talking about, Arsenal can probably walk away with their heads held very high from that, because I think it's probably one of the best performances we've put in this season. And I know we lost, and a lot of people will go, but you didn't get 3 points, so rare, 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 rare. But compared to where we started the season, I think it's a good result. And usually we would get embarrassed by them. So yeah, man, that's as much as I've got to say on that. What did you lot make of it?
There's a lot to unpack in that game.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I think Gabriel, I think it's all his fault, to be honest. I think you're an absolute mug for scrapping in the pen. Listen, it's a penalty. I don't care what anyone says it is. You don't need to be getting in a stupid scuffle. And then what was it, 5 minutes later, giving, was it Gabriel Jesus, a stupid little nudge in the mid circle? It's just so dumb. Especially when, Saka puts you ahead and the vibes are there. You think you're like up for it, up for a scrap, and then the game just gets turned on its head like that. I think it's really unfortunate, to be honest. It ruins the game when it goes down to 10 men in a game like that. I think, you know what, you were on the front foot, Arsenal. I tell you what, I think that red card just changes it.
I agree. And arguably, we should have had a penalty as well,
Yeah.
with the older guard. What's his name? What's their keeper's name?
Edison.
Edison, that's the one, yeah. But yeah, VAR again is just proving how inconsistent and how much I think we don't need it, man. It's just, VAR is killing me, man. It's killing me. Like, I've had agendas against VAR for the longest period because I always thought it was against us. But this season alone has proven that everyone's getting it. Everyone's getting these inconsistent decisions. Everyone's getting them, bending people over. Like, it's mad. It's absolutely mad, man. I'm tired of it. But as I said, I know I'm a proud Arsenal fan. I walked out like very, very impressed with the performance, and I think it's a statement to the rest of the league. Do you know what I mean? So I was happy. I don't know what Roms, Remy, Ray, you lot made of it, but yeah.
I was literally speaking to my dad the day before, and he gave me a he's an Arsenal supporter, and he was like, "I'm thinking it's going to be a little 5-0 situation." Like, he was like, "We're going to get like completely panned." And when I was watching it, I was like, "Do you know what? This is actually not too bad. Like, you held your ground, you had them running for it. I thought you could have won it as well." But as soon as it went down to the 10 men, like Zach said, like, it got useless after that. At that point, you couldn't even enjoy it properly as well because you didn't know where it was fully supposed to go. But it was a good game overall. It was a good game.
And I think as well, as Zach was saying, the red card, obviously, you know, now we're going to be on the back foot and stuff, but I still feel like we had chances to win the game. We went about 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes, and we were still like, yes, we sat back and obviously the possession was all theirs and so forth, but I feel like we defended really well. And there were times where you could tell we were just looking for the long ball to find Saka or Martinelli on the wings, and there were a couple of times we almost caught them out. So, you know, we move, man, we move.
I'll be, you know what it is with that game, I'm going to be completely honest. I was in Nando's hanging with my two guys and the phone was just propped up, so I didn't watch it with undivided attention. But what I will say is the odd time I was looking at the phone, Arsenal, you lot were just on them. Like, I hadn't seen this intensity in a long time. However, regarding the Odegaard situation, at first I was screaming penalty all day long. But when I saw it from every angle and it was slowed down, I think they got it right, because Edison, you can see his studs getting the ball. And as his studs get the ball, Odegaard has stood on his leg and he's fell over, which makes it look like Edison committed a foul. But in theory, he didn't. That's just my opinion. So I think that decision was right. I think the Odegaard one, I think both penalty decisions were right. But and another thing I disagree with, I think VAR is fine itself. It's the referee's decision making. Because remember, they
100%.
I think it's easy to say VAR is ruining the game, but without it, when there's decisions that should be made and we can't prove what's what, people be calling for it back. So I just think it's on the referees, man. Some of their decisions, and the fact they don't review certain things and things they shouldn't review, they do review it. Just
doesn't. Do you know what? Yeah. Is I agree with you. Like, if we had got that Odegaard penalty here, it would have been soft, because as you said, I saw all the angles and you can see Edison just reaches the ball and he actually studs on Edison. But my problem with it is if it's a clear and obvious error, like the second penalty was, and they've told Stuart Atwell, go and look it on the screen, go and make your own decision. Why have they not done it on the first?
Yeah. Right.
Do you know what I mean? My issue is the consistency, because for me, it's two identical scenarios where the referee should be told, go and have a look at it and make your own decision. One isn't and one is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They should have let him go make his own decision. Go let him see all the different angles and let him make his own decision. And if he turns around and goes, it's no penalty, then who are we to argue? But at least he's seen it with his own two eyes. Do you know what I mean? And I think the build-up of how that game went is the ref just had a mare. Like, I think City only got their first yellow card in the 94th minute.
Yeah.
And when Rodri
took his shirt off.
Absolutely bizarre. There were so many fouls from them, yeah, in the duration of that game. And the only yellow card you had to give was the one where he took off his shirt to celebrate the winner. Like, it's mad. For me, as you said, it's not VAR, it's the inconsistency of the people running it that I can't take, man. It's just it's killing football.
Let me give you another example. I know this is a couple of weeks back. When we played Spurs, Robertson gets sent off straight away. They go and review it, he gets sent off. Kane makes it 10 times worse. Put it like this. I can't remember who he made the foul, and I think it was Robertson. Yeah. If his foot was planted on the ground, he would have snapped his leg.
Yeah.
And it's like, for these England captain and they're protecting him, they didn't even review it. So you hit the nail on the head, Nate. It's just the inconsistency. I don't think VAR is the problem. It's just the people behind it.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, there's no issue with the technology. It's like last year, remember when we had the stupid thin lines for the offside rules? It's taking 5 minutes for every decision. That was the longest. Obviously, now they made the lines thicker. It's a bit more, you know, it's a bit smoother now. But I mean, it's the people actually behind the screens which are the problem, not the actual technology itself. So I've got no issue with, you know, the introduction of it. It's just when the officiating's so bad in the country, you know, you haven't got the right people running it.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. But I'm hoping things change, man, because at this rate, we're going to go all season, and it's not going to be the first time you see these decisions being made, given 1 week, not given the other week. We're even seeing it in the same game now, identical scenarios. where they're making two different decisions. It's mad. But yeah, that wrapped up that. And now obviously City have gone 11 games win. So I think that wraps up the title. It matters.
I don't think so.
You don't? No,
really?
I don't think so. No.
Speak up, Roy. No.
Do you know what? Let's go through the games, yeah, and we're gonna come back to that because I think there's a conversation that needs to be had, man. All right, cool. Then that takes us on to Watford Spurs. Spurs in the last bloody minute. Last bloody minute.
You know,
getting a winner.
I think it's between you lot and Spurs for that. Sorry, Zach, I've very often that now. Just
100%.
I think it's between Spurs and Arsenal because I think West Ham will fall off. But just having Conte there, they weren't getting these clutch wins earlier in the season.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what it is with Spurs, man. But they're leaving it late, but they seem like they're getting it done.
Not pretty, but yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't personally watch it. I just watched the highlights, and obviously the highlights were quite quick because that was basically the only that real chance. I think maybe Son hit the post or something like that. But yeah, it wasn't convincing, man. And to me, Watford haven't been great this season. That Tottenham should be going to Watford, and they should be putting them to bed, man. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like their wins aren't convincing, as you said. Like if you were challenging for the league, these wins would count in it, and you'd look at these wins and go, listen, we didn't play well, but we got the win. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But with such an open top four race, they should be going in and turning them aside, man. Watford are not, they're not hard work. Do you know what I mean?
To be honest, I'm quite surprised with how much Conte hasn't really impacted the team yet. I feel like what Conte brings to teams normally, you know, they can wipe teams, you know, 3-0, 4-0, but I feel with Tottenham, because of the personnel he has, it doesn't feel the same Conte at Chelsea, Inter Milan, Juventus. It just doesn't feel the same.
You know, there's one big difference here. At Chelsea, he actually had a good squad.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Like, he doesn't really have too much to work with. Like.
The squad, he got Dele Alli. Like, this was meant to be like England's next best thing. Mm-hmm. And look at him now.
TikTok superstar.
Honestly, that's all man knows. All I know is TikTok, TikTok training videos. That's all he knows. Like, Oliver Skip. Like, they've got so much like deadwood in their club. Like, that's why when Rom said they'll challenge for the full spot. Even now, I'm like, I don't even know because
I just think just because they have him, and it's mad.
I don't think that's enough.
Fair enough. Yeah. The other week, he even came out and said, we're like, I've got a lot of work to do. He knows his players aren't up to that standard, but I don't know because he's just such an elite. I have him the third best manager in the league, just ahead of Tuchel, because I know Tuchel won the Champions League, but Conte's more established. And I just think just because Spurs have him, he's either going to win them a cup or get them top four, and either or for them is a successful scene. This is Spurs we're speaking about, like it's no one special, but yeah, good season for them. And I think he'll do one of the two because he is elite. It's only because they have him in charge. That's the only reason I'm saying this.
No, I hear you. Where they sat now, they're like sixth, right? Fifth. Yeah, and a couple games in that. Obviously, we've seen from one of the other teams on this that games in hand don't mean nothing.
Points in the board.
We'll see how that goes, isn't it? But as you said, Conte is an elite manager. You'd hope that he gets the best out of them. For me, being an Arsenal fan, I hope he does.
I hope it does.
Yeah. But yeah, then that took us on to Palace West Ham. I think it was 3-2
West Ham.
Yeah.
Juicy game. Yeah. Weren't they 3-0 up?
Yeah, they were.
That's mad. Yeah, I didn't even watch the highlights for this. You know, this is one of the games I was supposed to watch. Did any of you not catch it?
No highlights.
Yeah, you caught the highlights from me.
Yeah. It looked like a jumpy game. Like, it looked like it would have been enjoyable to watch. But I just clicked on it because I was thinking five goals. Like, I didn't even expect five goals to come out of this match. But like you said, the highlights, to be fair, are pretty quick. Like, it made me want to think, oh, I might watch West Ham's next game. I might properly sit down and watch it. But yeah. My dad said, to be fair, it was a good game to watch.
And I heard I saw Lanzini scored a wonder goal, which
cracker.
Yeah.
I don't know how people.
That's what made me watch the highlights. I feel like I saw that on Twitter. I saw the goal on Twitter and was like, yeah, let me
watch. Yeah, he's got a wonder goal. Lanzini's turning out to be good, proper good player, man. Proper good player.
So injury prone though.
Yeah, definitely.
Whole team is
out for Lucky. Yeah, was it?
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't see him for ages. Then he scores wonder goals like that. Even the one against Spurs. Do you remember that one?
Oh yeah, that was when they came back. And got a draw in it. Yeah, I remember that. That was lovely stuff. But yeah, 3-2 West Ham away at Palace. And then we had, what order is this? I think that's Chelsea.
That's it for Saturday.
Then we go on to Sunday. We had Brentford Villa. Brentford getting a win. Home win. Good little win for them, man. Good little win for them. I think we had this conversation before about Brentford. Brentford's one of them teams that you just want to see do well, just because they've got good morals. They're a good club, man. It was
nice to see him doing well. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Mm.
I tell you, why wasn't Ollie Watkins playing? He wasn't even in the entire squad. Has he got COVID or something?
I heard he's just, I don't know if it was COVID related or he was ill, but it was something to do with that. But I know a lot of people were linking it with a move away because he's been linked with us and a couple other clubs. So they obviously brought it to him and was like, is it because he's going to move away and stuff? And they're like, no, it's just we're rotating the squad. We're going to have a strong
squad. Even in the bench, though. That's what's making me think.
It's very suspect. Very, very suspect. But they've got Danny Ings, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm sure he scored for them as well.
Yeah, he scored early doors.
So they're not short of strikers, or good strikers, should I say, anyway. But yeah, but 2-1 win for Brentford. That was a good little win for them. Everton Brighton, 3-2 Brighton.
That was a cracker.
Boy. It's not looking good for Rafa, boy. It's not looking good for Rafa. I think last time I checked the table, they're like 14th or something.
Yeah.
15th. No, he overstayed his welcome because I said he won't be there past Christmas and he still is, but it's imminent. He'll get sacked before the end of this month, 100%. They're Everton. It's Everton.
Are you sure going to sack him because they did sign a left back?
Is it from Rangers or Celtic?
They signed a guy today from Rangers. Then they signed another guy from Ukraine.
On the first day of the transfer window, innit? Yeah. I saw that. I don't know.
It looks like they're investing in the squad, so I don't know if they're going to get rid of him like that easy, that quickly.
I just realised, even with the whole European Super League, and fans always win in the end, and if you see what the banners and how they're just on him, that I can't see him blasting past this month, honestly. Because you don't want your home ground to become hostile, do you? And the owners will look at him and be like, you know, we need to act on this now.
He was never going to last long, in my opinion. It's because the minute you have a run of games where you lose or whatever, and especially with his history coming in, ex-Liverpool manager, do you know what I mean? That it was never going to go down well. I think what's bought him time was the win against us.
100%, because he was under pressure. Yeah.
If he lost that game, we wouldn't be here having this conversation about him right now, because he would have been out the door. They even had mid-game protests where fans were like walking out in that game. fans are walking out the stadium. Do you know what I mean? He would have been done. So I think we bought him a lifeline, definitely. And as Ray said, like, they're buying into his plan. They're letting him spend money and whatever. So I think it would be a bit stupid for them if they go sell him, sack him. I think he lasts a bit longer. I think he lasts January because they'll let him get his players in. February is a quick month as well. So they'll probably go, we'll give you February. Go on, let's see what you can do with the players you bought. And if not, I think the fan pressure is gonna crumble.
I'm just thinking, like, if they do sack him, who would they go for? Who's available, you know?
Yeah. Out there.
Right. I mean, it is Everton, do you know what I mean? Like, they're not a massive club, so they're not, even them attracting Rafa and them attracting Ancelotti as well, like, they're pushing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're for pushing. Mm-hmm. So to get the caliber of managers they've had in the last couple of years, it's impressive. But I think after this, they'll probably drop back down to some sort of new manager, or one no one's ever heard of, or like a up-and-coming manager. Yeah, they've definitely been treated.
I think they could probably go for Graham Potter, surprisingly.
Ooh. I think that'd be such an L if you left Brighton. They're doing so well right now.
Mm. Yeah. Very true. Mm-hmm. No, I hear that. But yeah, that takes us then on to Leeds Burnley. Leeds getting quite a surprising win 3-1. against Burnley. 3-1. I was very surprised at that, because they've not been good the last few weeks. But I know they've got Rafinha back now, so I think a few of their players are starting to come back. But yeah, that was quite a convincing win, man.
Did you see Corne's free kick?
Yeah.
A free kick, man.
Mad. He won't be there long as well. Yeah, he's just making his Premier League status, you know what I mean? And as soon as one of them bigger clubs come for him, he's off. So that ain't gonna last, no. But yeah, 3-1 Leeds. And then it was Chelsea Liverpool, evening kickoff. 2-2. Wow, what a game. What a game. To be honest, when I watched it and I was like, this game can't end 2-2.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was so end-to-end. I couldn't believe my eyes. Liverpool going up 2-0. I was like, what?
That first 45 minutes is probably the best football I've seen all season, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
The second half was a bit, you know, you let two in each side. You're a bit more shook. You don't want to lose the game. So, but that first 45, wow.
Mm.
And Kovacic's goal. Oh boy.
Mm. Rums, let's go to you first, isn't it? Because a lot of people are on Liverpool, you know, because essentially you bottled the 3 points. So let's hear what you have to say, and then we'll go to the two Chelsea people.
As you know, I work there, so I watch Chelsea every week. I have to watch them every week. But I was very negative that day. I was very positive beforehand. I thought we would win 2-1. Then, you know, once you see the lineup, your views and opinions always change. James Milner, I respect him, great career, all that, but the fact he still starts for my club, it's just hurt. It's upsetting. But we found out on the day, well, I kind of read through Twitter the day before, we would have no Alisson, big player for us, no Firmino, which isn't a starter, but he can still influence off the bench, even though I think he probably would have started that game because Jota has played quite a bit recently. And who else had COVID? Someone else did. Actually, not COVID, but Thiago was injured. But so I saw the lineup. I said to my boy in front of me, we'll probably draw this. I think we'll draw now. I can't see us losing just for the simple fact Chelsea's don't have Reece James or Chilwell, which I know they're very important for them. Cool. Then I see the first 5 minutes where I can't remember who it was, but we've given them the ball and Havertz tried to go around our keeper. And I thought, what are we doing? So from the back, I thought, my opinion changed at least 10,000 times during that game. I think Chelsea have got this. Chelsea were the better team.
They played so good.
They should have won and they were the better team, I'll be so honest. But then all of a sudden, Chalobah made a mistake. We go 1-0 up. All right, fancy our chances here. Then we go 2-up against the run of play. I thought, yeah, we can do this. But then we had Chelsea were just pressuring us, and then our back four just didn't look secure. And I thought, you know what? We need a third. I said to my boy, if we get a third, we kill this game. They may even score one or two, but we win this game. Then they were just pressuring us that they had a surge. I think it was a 5-10 minute surge where we couldn't get out our half. Then Kovacic with that worldie. I mean, wow. Contender for
two keepers aren't stopping that, man.
That was just crazy. And then I thought, I said to my boy, Chelsea either win or draw this now. It's out of our hands. They're playing better than us. We just have to keep hitting them on the counter, but they're just a much better team on that day. And then they make it 2-2. I said, yeah, I don't even know if I want to watch this second half. They're just going to win the game. And then like Zach said, second half was kind of that 1 minute. Both teams conceded 2 goals. They're just probably just going to shut up shop. And a lot of Liverpool fans say it was a fair result. Me personally, I'm going to be honest, I don't think it was. I think Chelsea still should have won the game, but I'll take a point. But when you're in it, I can't even say a title race, because the title was done before that game, in my opinion. City are too far ahead. Obviously, we're going to go back to Roy's opinion soon, but City are too far ahead. But it would have still been nice for either team to win to close that gap a bit more, you know what I mean? But overall, Chelsea are the better team, but I'm happy we didn't lose the game. That's all I can say about that one. Mm. Yeah.
Let's go down to West London. What do you not think?
First point, Mane should have got a red card.
the first one, record breaking 15 seconds or something like that.
Should have got a red card. Seconds. Don't know how it didn't, because if it was any other minute, he would have got a red card. So, but I understand that if you give a red card that early in the game, ruins the whole game, doesn't make it entertaining. But, you know, fair is fair, rule is rule. Be consistent with it. But yeah, do you know what? When Liverpool won 2-0 up ahead, I kind of turned it off. I was like, I'm done. That was going to be another one in the games where we lose 4-0. I was done. Then I see Kovacic 2-1. I was like, cool. Turn it back on. And then by the time I turned it back on, Pulisic made it 2-2. So I was like, okay, cool. Getting this. And then second half, Pulisic again, we had another chance and the keeper saved it. Then I was looking at the highlights and I saw that he had the Liverpool made a mistake and he had the ball and he tried to go around the keeper instead of just trying to just slot it in. But overall it was a good game. I think should have won. We should have won because again that would have kind of brought us close in the title race. But I still believe it's not over. It's not over yet. Romelu Lukaku. Romelu Lukaku disappointed me this week, but
we're touching on that as well because that one's deeper. He took the biscuit. he took the biscuit
because I feel like if it was in that game, because he scored in the past two games, so I think if it was in that game, it would have made it had a big influence. Mm-hmm. But this false nine system, I don't really like it. Like, I think Tuchel played the system he played last season because I feel like we got the best Al Havertz, best Al Mason Mount, and I feel like they kind of it doesn't feel the same as it was last season. That the defense doesn't feel as tight anymore. We're spending too many goals. Chalobah making a mistake, and then also the uncertainty with the contract as well. So it's a bit. That's why Lukaku's situation just wasn't good to add onto it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally hear that. I agree. Mane should have been sent off. Rule is rule, fair is fair, man. Like, it don't matter how early it is in the game. I hear it kills the game, innit? I hear it, but it's dangerous play, man.
Yeah.
You don't jump like that. Your elbow's out, man.
This is bad. So I'm gonna be bad.
Yeah.
I don't think it should have been. He didn't extend. Like, if you look at him, you're not watching the player, like, he genuinely trying to win the ball. And, you know, like, if you extend your arm, I hear if it's a red, but I don't know. Maybe it's just the bias in me, but I don't think it was red. If that's a red, Mason Mount should have got a red, in my opinion.
For what?
For the arm. He stamped on, I forgot
his name. Nah, come on. That one was so weak. Stupid. That was so stupid.
I think...
You think that was equal to the money one? Come on.
Barely touched him, Rob. That was light work. Come on.
Oh, my. Yeah. I don't know. The ref got a bit of stick for that, innit? But I hear it from, as a neutral, I hear it from both sides, innit? Like, if that would have happened to my player in the first 15 seconds, I would have been rolled.
Do you remember, Nate? He did it to Tierney
at
Anfield. He needs to be careful, you know. He's very, I don't know, like, he's very aggressive very early in games because that Tierney challenge was, I think, 10, 15 minutes in. Money needs to be careful, but he's off now for a month or so.
You say that like you're happy about it. Like you don't need him.
Bro,
To be fair, I'm losing patience with Mark. That we'll speak out another day. I'm losing patience with Marnie, but of course we need them too.
Yeah, he needed that goal the other day, to be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that 2-2, I think, opens up that second to fourth spot. Well, not for, I don't think for Arsenal or Tottenham, anyone outside the top four, but I think it's going to definitely be interesting to see what happens with that second place and below. But as we said, that first place is gone, fam. That's gone. So, yeah. You know,
maybe, apparently.
Substitutes, I hear it's going to move around quite a bit, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And then, the only one game that I've been excited to talk about. Man United 0, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1. Zach, I'm gonna lay the red carpet out for you, my bro. Just tell me how you're feeling. Tell me, you probably watched it. I don't know. Yeah. You probably, because obviously it was in the death and whatever. So break it down, man. Break it down.
What can I say? I should have left to go Spider-Man an hour early. I don't know. There's so much to talk about there. We've been in trouble all season. I don't think we've shot an episode since Ragnik got announced. So, I don't know what his track record is. I think it's 2 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss now. But even so, you know, the damage has been done before he's even come in. So when you're someone trying to teach a team of players mid-season a brand new style of football, even to be fair, I mean, they should be able to pick a flipping 4-4-2 up, like no trouble. It's Man United, you know. I don't know why they're struggling with a 4-4-2. But yeah, that game in itself, we were shocking. First half, we couldn't put a pass together. I was putting in my group chat, someone get me Jadon Sancho's pass accuracy all game. I was very surprised to see 73% because I'm pretty sure that's not true. yeah, just not off it. Phil Jones was our best player all game. I don't know how that's true because he was.
Can I just stop you there? The fact the player's been out for nearly 2 years.
And 700 and something days. Shocking. And he was our best player. I'll give that boy like a 7, 8 out of 10. To be fair, the goal was his fault. you should be heading centre. You should be heading wide. So I can't even say his best player because he left to their goal. But yeah, it's just a mess, you know. Bruno can't be hitting the crossbar from 6 yards out.
Sorry, I had to go back and watch that again in the highlights today because that was actually funny to me. Like, yeah. It was this far.
Mad.
It's awful. Ronaldo put an offside goal in, which is unfortunate. But yeah, we just weren't on it. Cavani, I forgot he was on the pitch halfway through. He was quiet. Just awful. Rashford, oh boy, man. I get perma-benched.
You're in trouble with him. I can't lie.
I've got such a soft spot for that boy. But he's so out of form right now. I don't get it. I really don't understand why. Like, he could be so good. But I don't know what's wrong with him. He can't really score anymore. He can't put a pass together. Yeah. Just off it, you know.
I got a question for you, Zach. Here. With United fans, it was, they're not playing for Mourinho. Ollie's not a good enough manager. But do you lot now just accept that some of your players just are not good enough?
Mm-hmm.
That they're just
I hear what you're saying.
You've got some great talents in that team, but there's just some players where you just think a lot of, I'm not saying you, but a lot of like the United fan base would just want to have a scapegoat. Oh, they're not playing for Jose, or Ollie's not a manager, or this, that, and other. But now you've got a guy that's supposed to know his football, and the players just look average. Like, I mean, I watched that game from start to finish, and you literally couldn't keep the ball for longer than 10 seconds. Like,
I know. I hear what you're saying. I think Ollie wasn't up to the job. It's too early in his, you know, managerial career. Yeah. If he proves himself in like 20 years and he's got, you know, some accolades, by all means come through. But I think it was too early job for him. Now we've got someone who's supposedly, you know, top dog, even though he's not really won a lot, but you know, he's got his own style of play, this and that. I don't think they have that excuse with he's a dreadful manager. Because I think he does know what he's talking about. He's quite tactical. I think there's a point where you know, obviously we had a COVID situation. We had like what nine players not in training for about 3 weeks, which didn't help. But even so, you know, they're back and fit now, and there's no excuse why you're not getting these things down in training. Simple, basic passing, you know. I think also the problem is with this style of play, you need quality in the wide areas. And I like Shaw and I like Aaron Bissaka defending, but they're not great crosses the ball. If we had fullbacks like Liverpool did, where, you know what, they put it on the money, I think we're okay, because Ronaldo's burying each chance he gets. But I see every time Wan-Bissaka puts that ball in, it's over his head. If he gives him like two or three chances, you know, he's actually getting a shot, two or three shots out of that. So I think there's an issue with quality in the wide areas trying to play this sort of ball. If we played like with a five at the back, I think it'd probably be easier for our team. Like if we played a Chelsea system or something like that, but you know, we're not going to get that. But yeah, I see what you're saying. There's a lack of quality in the team.
Zach, you know, like me as an Arsenal fan, right? I'm not a United fan. I find it hard to understand where the lack of quality is coming from, because on paper,
we should win nearly every game.
I can't see where the cohesion is missing.
Mm.
Like you have quality players, and I get it. Maybe as one unit, you're not a quality team, but there is quality there. Do you know what I mean?
There's a problem with cohesion. I think, you know, a lot of people don't know how to play with each other for some reason. But a lot of them have been in the club for so... You know what? I tell you what, let's go back for a minute. Why is Maguire my captain? That boy... I was so... You know what? I was very happy he wasn't in the starting lineup until I saw Phil Jones in his place.
Yeah.
He's not been on it, and he shouldn't even be our captain, you know? I don't... Ronaldo's just come in, but, you know, the boy is a world superstar. He needs to be getting that armband.
Yeah.
I don't think Maguire... Like, these are the problems I'm talking about, you know? It's just simple decisions that we're just not welcome to change.
Mm.
He's not been playing well for about 10 weeks now, but he's supposed to be the one leading our team out every week. What? How can he go to, like, I don't know, how's he going to inspire greatness out of like a Mason Greenwood if he can't keep the ball at the back of the net, you know? Mm. It's just things like that. It's just, you know, we've had problems with our board for ages. People sulking, you know, Martial's not in the squad anymore. He says he wants to leave in January. By all means, go. Mm. It's just little things like that.
I forgot that you guys signed Varane, you know. I haven't seen him.
Champions League Varane, man.
I don't know what's happening with him.
I know. Well, to be fair, he come back, he played this week, and then before that, he's been out, he got injured. You know, Varane gets injured like usual. Mm-hmm. Paul Pogba's taking a lot of time. I don't know why he's spending too much time in Dubai. I think he's forgotten he's got a day job. It's just a mess right now.
It's a big mess, man.
I would have loved to have started this podcast last season, and then it would have been lovely. And then it's all dreary, but
it's crazy because including me, when you made them three amazing signings, and Sancho has been one of the best players in Europe the last 2-3 years.
Yeah,
Ronaldo, some people, not mine, but some people's go, and then Varane, Champions League three-peat winner, like. I even said it. It kills me to say it because I hate that. But I was calling you lot. I thought it'd be between you lot and Chelsea. That I thought City without a striker, they wouldn't do it. But from the start of the season to call United title contenders to now struggling to get in the top four, it's crazy that football just works in a funny way. Sometimes you have to see things for yourself first and just instead of jumping to conclusion, because this is crazy. Like Nay said that. Quality you lot have, you actually have so much quality, and I don't know, man. I love this, but I still, when I'm trying to think like how this has happened, it's just hard to even.
Mate, it baffles me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be getting excited about a 3-1 win over Burnley last week. I shouldn't be, but I was. It's just that doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even that, Burnley played very well.
Mm.
I just don't get it, mate. There's nothing I can say, really. It's a shit show.
Burnley is bread and butter for you, not man. you lot should be winning that with no.
But even Wolves, like, I was watching the game and I had to keep telling myself a few times, like, you know, they're playing against Wolverhampton right now. Like, this is Wolverhampton and they can't, like, you're not adding pressure. I even think Wolves should have beat you. Like, they had enough opportunities to score more goals. Like, it shouldn't have ended 1-0 either
that,
way.
That Podence, yeah. Quality.
Very good.
He's like, just a little menace. Like, just kept running at your defense. Like, it was crazy. And I clocked. He noticed Wan-Bissaka was a weak spot. I don't know that boy. Yeah, that one. He had one of the most dreadful games I've ever seen in the United shirt. Have you not seen that clip of when?
Yeah, I forgot.
Do you know?
So
do you know what's crazy? Yeah, I was saying for a long time he's never really been good going forward. But one thing you'd always hold him in high regard, that he was a good defender. Even his defending this season hasn't been up to standards. I don't know, man. I don't know. I want to see him do well as well. He's South London boy like myself, but I don't know, man. I don't know. He's actually terrible. It hurts me to say, but he's terrible.
Do you think a rebuild is in place?
Even know what that means when they say it anymore. I don't get it. Like, there's got to be a problem with the backroom staff somewhere. Like, we buy Maguire for stupid money because we needed a centre back, so they got a good deal of us. And at the time at Leicester, he was a good defender, not 80 mils worth, but he was a good defender, right? We get Wan-Bissaka from Palace, top quality at the time. We get Varane in now, and then, well, Luke Shaw's been at time, so I'm not going to talk about him, but. You bring these players in, yeah, and suddenly they forget how to defend. So it's got to be something to do with backroom staff or coaching. I don't get it. I don't think anyone that's, you know, on any podcast in the country knows. All these pundits, they don't have a clue either. There's got to be something going on at that club that they're just obviously not willing to talk about. Mm.
I think you lot not appointing Conte is really biting you in the backside now, boy. Give Conte that squad, he wins you that league.
Yeah, but I can totally see why, because he's just the worst Mourinho. And you tell you what, we are a team full of sulkers. I think with a team like that who whinge when things don't go their way, I think he's just the wrong manager. And I think things, you know, you're right, they could have been better, we'll never know, but I think they probably would be worse, to be fair. I mean, we might be immediately better, but you know, in the long run, maybe not. Another thing is, I think, you know what, they see this guy coming with a 6-month deal, they're thinking, you know what, they're probably thinking to themselves, this season's done anyway. They don't care about Europa. They're just playing for, you know, kickabout down the local park these days now. And they're thinking, mate, your boy's going off to 6 months, who are we going to get next? So I just think there's just so many things that need to get put in place. Like this gaff until things go right.
It's mad, man. It's mad.
Because
upon the signings you lot made, I would have considered you lot title contenders.
No, mate. I wasn't saying that because I knew that wasn't going to happen. But I think episode one, I said we'd get top four. Maybe become third, but we're lucky to get sixth.
It's absolutely mad. I think you lot have probably got one game left in hand. I think something like that right now.
I think we got Brentford to play. Which we lose. So
wait, is that home or away?
Check for you.
It is.
We're away at Brentford.
Oh god.
And we've got and we got Brighton at home as well to be given to us at some point.
Brighton gonna give you trouble.
Yeah, they struggle on the road though, I've noticed, but you're right, they'll probably still be trouble, you know. Neil Maupay will score. He'll do the Sue. And you won't see me that week. Wait. On the weekend.
Is that away or home?
I think we're away, you know. I think we're away at Villa. Yeah, we are.
Oh god.
Wait, that's when's that this weekend?
Nah, a week after, but it's FA Cup week this week, I think.
Yeah.
Who does everyone have in
the
FA Cup?
We got Villa and then we play Villa in the league.
Mad.
Is Villa at home or away this weekend, FA Cup?
This weekend we're home, and then we got Villa away in the league.
That's crazy. I think Gerrard's going to do one, you know, because he has that extra hate for
United.
Well. Who does everyone have? Who does Chelsea and Arsenal have?
We got Chesterfield.
See, what is these draws, man?
What about eBay?
We got Nottingham Forest.
Oh, I'm bored, bruv.
Yeah, that should be easy work, man.
Who's City got? They got, what, Grimsby Town or someone?
Knew they had an easy draw. Actually, I remember who we have. We have Shrewsbury. To be fair, going through comfortably. Maybe not United. The rest of our club should be going through.
That's another thing, you know. Cup competitions have an agenda against us as well. For a start, in the Champions League, leaving our ball out the pot to be drawn and having to redo it all over again, giving us PSG.
That was a howl on that.
Oh, imagine how we got little twice.
Yeah, you're mad, probably gassed at that, to be fair.
That was a good day. That was a good day. Because after the first draw, and then when everyone said, oh, no, like, that one's not the real one, I was like, oh, I know what's going to happen now. This is about to be so bad. But we got good.
Yeah, that was mad. But yeah, that closes the weekend, I believe. Oh, that was the last fixture of the week, isn't it?
Can we quickly go back to Roy? I'm so intrigued. Why did
you... All right.
Let's do it now, yeah.
I need to add in Lukaku after.
Dive
into
that guy.
You know what, yeah. Well, while I was at work, you know, I did it for like 13 hours today, but while I was at work, I was thinking about it because I was listening to Simon Jordan, and he was talking about the title race, and he said it was over. But I said no, because I do believe City have it in them to slip up. Because this season, I did predict that City did draw against Brighton, and they did slip up against other teams. And the way Arsenal played against them, I feel like another team could take it to them, and they might not get lucky because they got lucky getting a goal. So I feel like if they slip up once or twice, which I think they're prone to, Liverpool and Chelsea, I think they will pick it up. And I feel like once, I don't know about Liverpool because, you know, you got your two key players missing for the African Nations. But I know for us, if we fix our defence properly and Lukaku comes back, no more whinging and fires again, then I feel like, you know, we're going to be wide open, and I feel like it's going to be anyone's game this season.
I hear you. The only thing I'll counter that is, City will lose again this season. It will happen, but I literally think they'll only lose one more game. This is how good they are. Like, they'll only lose one more game. Like, for us, for Liverpool and Chelsea to catch them, they have to lose at least two or three games. And I don't know if you don't realise about City, everything just goes in their favour. They always get easy draws in cups. Have you realised they've had no COVID cases?
Yeah.
Everyone else has had COVID cases bar them. And I actually think it may be just be like a coach thing, because Pep, have you noticed Foden and Grealish got left out, I think, two games in a row. But then when I did more research, it's because they went out.
They went out
and
clubbing,
I think like in a couple months' time, once City win the league, in my opinion, they're going to ask Pep, how did you keep, you know, the typical questions, how did you keep it going? How did you keep the mentality? And I reckon he's going to come out and say, during the peak COVID time, so like winter time, January, December, January times, I had a curfew for my players, because how none of them are getting COVID is just, it's amazing, to be fair. But I agree with you, Roy, they'll slip up, but I literally think only one game, and maybe they'll draw a few games. But
Don't forget, they have to play us and play you as well. And I know Man United like to give them a game as well. So these three teams.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's other teams like they want to prove a point sometimes, like Tottenham, West Ham, I want to prove a point. I feel like there's teams that are going to go for them. And seeing how Arsenal played against them, I think it gives them the blueprint of like, we can do this. We can actually go at Man City and give them a game.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have rode their luck with COVID and stuff, because that's beat up so many teams. It hit us right at the beginning of the season. You're seeing with Liverpool now, it's hitting them. It's hit every club apart from City. So the only way they'll slip up, I think, is if they run out of luck. And during them running down the season, it starts picking them off. Then they'd have the opportunity. And then you can start closing that gap a little easier. But that's the only way I see it happening. They've got, what, 10 points on Chelsea, 11 points on Liverpool.
Yeah.
When they go that far ahead, history says they're not, bro, it's done. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So
they're going to have to lose two to three games. Like,
I just know there's been miracles. There's been miracles. Just
you're right. And they do happen. They do happen.
Yeah,
those two to three games though that they have to lose, like Liverpool and or Chelsea. Like, I'm not going to speak on Liverpool because I can only speak on Chelsea. But for me, I don't trust Chelsea enough to be able to just as easily, even if Man City are losing these games, to be able to close that gap. Like over the past few weeks, we've been drawing more than we've been doing anything. Like we're getting 1 point at a time. If not, we're losing points. Even if that gap decreases, it's going to be hard to chase them up. But Liverpool might have a better chance. But me, I have no faith in my team at the moment.
Remy, you know, I agree with you. That's exactly that, my team. But like, Chelsea, Liverpool literally have to be we literally have to go on 10 or 11 game runs and hope City lose or go on consecutive draws. It's just, I hear what Roy's saying, miracles happen. But I agree with you, Remy. I can't see it happening. They're actually amazing, that. They're an amazing team.
And like they said, like history said, like they know how to do this. They know how to hold their forward runs. They know how to hold these long titles. So
I saw something crazy. If they win it this, in my opinion, once they win it this year, they would have won four Prems in 5 years.
That is
dominant. That is a bit stupid.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that is a bit stupid.
So, with remember your point, I feel like with us, it's because we've been unlucky with injuries and COVID, especially with
and Reece chatty, James and chatty players.
Chatty patties.
Yes.
What was he thinking? What was he thinking?
I remember going through Twitter, and seeing, like, it was trending, like his name was trending. I was thinking, oh no, like, is he injured? Like, what's happened? Especially after he's just scored these two games. And I'm reading, I'm thinking, wow, like, he was sat there chatting all of this about the team, about Thomas himself, about everything. I was thinking, you're terrible. But the thing is, as soon as I read it, I was like, this can't be from like a few days ago or anything like that. I knew it would have been from before he had the two good games, because you're not going to say that after you play well. Yeah, but then that made me pissed off that I was so proud of him for the past two games when you had been challenging it this whole time. Like, I can't lie. I defended him as soon as he came, and I wasn't even happy with his initial performance at Chelsea. And I've just about been happy the past few weeks, even though he's not been injured or even though he keeps coming in and out of injury. And now it's like, if you want to go. And he's talking about how there's the best three teams in the world and he wants to be part of it. Go. Like, you may go. You may actually leave.
For me, the bit that killed me, that when I saw this, I think I first saw Fabrizio Romano report it. I was crying. The bit where he said, Martinez, oh, I love to play with him. Like, something along the lines of, I think the interviewer asked him, would you want him to come to Chelsea? Like, no, he stays there. Like, I will return to Inter Milan. He's basically saying to his friend, and the bit where he says, I don't want to return to Inter at the end of my career. I want to return there in my prime.
He said now.
That means you want to go there very soon. That bit for me was the most disrespectful bit. Basically telling your friend to wait there. It's like saying to your friend, 1 minute, I'm coming, I'm around the corner. Like, I'm 5 minutes away. And I saw some Chelsea fans trying to defend him. For me, the bit where you just can't defend him from when he invited them to his house, like,
it just
stopped from there. If he got invited somewhere, or like maybe they're interviewing him at the training ground, that's different. But the fact you conducted this interview, it's a howler.
My brother is a Chelsea fan, so my two younger brothers, and they don't want to ever see him play for the club again.
I did not care what happened to us against Liverpool. I did not care, even though I knew we didn't have James. I knew we didn't have Chilwell. I said, if I see Lukaku playing on the pitch, I'm going to be so upset.
Yeah,
I'm hearing that he's getting some sort of fine as well. Like some
500K.
Two weeks.
I heard something crazy. Like, he's been in training today. He apologized to Tuchel, and apparently he's in contention for the Tottenham game.
He is.
The thing is, but the only way you can say sorry is by scoring goals. That's the only apology.
You got before.
Sure, yeah. Someone said that. I read someone. Someone said that the only way you can apologize to the fans, to the teammates, is to score and score, you know, the goals he needs to score, because the start of the season, he scored four goals and then jumped off, and now he's saying this. It's like, you're not backing yourself up. You know, you're talking about, like, you're such, you know, this world class striker, but you're not backing yourself up. So I'm thinking, like, if you want to go, you know, we don't really care.
I think if he's going to get punished, he shouldn't be I don't think he should be playing big games like, you know, with Spurs coming up soon.
Yeah.
He should be playing Chesterfield on the weekend, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
Let him know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then go sign some shirts after.
It's do you know what? It's almost the same situation as Aubameyang, but it's worse because of the comments he made.
Yeah.
He was public with it, and that's what just it's like.
Continue, sir.
Oh, I said that we never had a player do that to us like that. So it's like first time happening to us is like, whoa, you know, where does this come from? Because every player in Chelsea, even if they don't play, they're still trying to support the team. Look at Kepa. Mm-hmm. He was number one for how long, and then he was on the bench for how long, and he. There's nothing of him complaining or anything like that. He's happy. So, you know, calm your ego down a bit.
He needs to be a man. He's at a club where Roman has money. He will replace you ASAP.
He doesn't need you.
I don't know why he thinks he has time. Like,
why not?
The only thing, it will be like a loss when it comes to, like, I don't know, net spend and all that, because paying 100 million then to sell someone. But Roman would be like, okay, who's the next big thing out there? I'll go sign it. That he's made sure. He needs to remember he's at Chelsea. It's not like it's another club that's maybe a bit desperate that actually need him. Chelsea don't really need him. So,
yeah, Joe, we didn't really need him. We actually didn't really need him. Yeah. We just wanted to upgrade.
We got him as well, he didn't make himself that useful, like to the point where it was like, wow, like we were really missing this from the team. Like it was still like we were still missing something that we thought he was going to bring, and he didn't bring it.
Yeah.
And
he's on like 5 league goals or 6 something low. Like
6 league goals. 6 league goals.
To be fair to him, though, a lot of the big players haven't really been scoring this year as well. Ronaldo, that's the only thing. But
still, yeah, but they're not chatting the way he's chatting. Like you, that's what I'm saying. Like exactly. You have not been there for long. Like to be speaking like this, you did not get paid like chump change. Like you got paid serious. They paid serious money for you. Like you're. It's not like you got dragged down to a team below your level or anything like that. And you're still not performing. And now you're talking on top of that. No, we don't need that. We actually don't need that. No, I have no time for him anymore. I'm done.
It was bare funny. I thought that I was busting up. I was thinking, after 4 months.
What did they do to you? What have they done? Like, talk to me. What have they done?
They must have crushed your mum or something, boy, for you to go and do that. Because... that's the only reason why you do that. Someone must have really triggered you. Oh, boy. But hopefully, I mean, if he doesn't perform after this, if he has them bad performances, Chelsea fans ain't going to let go of this. It's going to be peak for him.
He has to go. He has to go.
I think he'd have to leave.
If he doesn't score in this on Tuesday, if he plays on Wednesday, doesn't score, plays against Chelsea, doesn't score, he has to go.
We forgot a key bit as well. Inter fans don't even want him. So once Chelsea, like if he doesn't play well and Chelsea sell him, he's homeless.
This Inter Milan that he was begging for so much in these comments. Their they didn't want you. Exactly. They threw you back over here.
They're still winning without him. They don't need them anymore. They don't need them anymore.
I checked the table and they're top. Like, I think their CEO even said, we've Lukaku of Dzeko and Dzeko's doing the same thing, so I don't know who he thinks he is. Twisted, I rate him. I do think he's a very good footballer, but you can't be speaking like that, man. The way he's just even his posture, just arm around the sofa, just
it's the ego, it's the ego. Like,
he was chilling. Oh,
he gets one United move, one Inter Milan move, and then one Chelsea move back to Chelsea, and he suddenly thinks he's. Family
and I know this annoys Remy and Roy as well. This American accent he puts on and this lingo, like, you're not American.
Yeah, that, like, he's been, the thing is, him as a person has always been cringy. Like, ever since he came to the UK, like, why am I seeing you at WizKid? Why am I seeing you doing all this when we have games, like, the next day? And you're like, what are you doing? He's all trying to be at these fashion shows with all of these UK influencers. No, this is not what we brought you here to do. Like, this is not what you're here to do. Darren.
Ah, Lukaku, man. Lukaku. Yeah, he messed up big time. But that was the biggest news of this week, innit? Was it anything else? I'm pretty sure I'm missing something. There's something else happening.
Well, today, Aubameyang, they opened a selling Aubameyang.
Apparently both of us send him this month. Yeah. It's sad, man. It's sad. Like this whole thing, we ain't even touched on this. I'll touch on it quickly,
Yeah, I was gonna ask you.
It's sad, isn't it, man? Do you know what I mean? But he's the thing is, I've done a bit of research on his track history at Dortmund, and he's always had these kind of problems. He's always had these problems outside, like these disciplinary problems. Like he's a bit of a loose cannon and stuff like that. But obviously he's had two disciplinary problems under Arteta, innit? The first one, he got given a blight. The second one, obviously, if Arteta didn't take the captaincy from him, I think you start looking at Arteta like, bro, you're really soft, like you're a soft boy. Like where's you putting your foot down? Do you know what I mean? Like, where's your leadership? Where's your discipline? So I think it had to be done. I don't know who we give the captaincy to now, because he was obviously taking it from Xhaka. He was obviously that person we gave it to just because of his form, not because he's a captain, because I don't think he's a captain.
But it'll be Lacazette, really, no?
But Lacazette's leaving in the summer. So then you don't give you it have to no him. Captain. We don't have a Xhaka. Let me say this now, yeah. If Xhaka gets the captaincy back, I'm done with this club.
Xhaka's pony, mate.
I'm done. He can't do what he done and get it back. It's a no from me. I'd rather you run with this, we have a captaincy constituency. We have a captaincy group. Run with that. Because if that's what you want to use to disguise him being the captain without actually giving him the captaincy, I don't mind that. But don't ever come and say, yeah, we've given it back to him. He's our captain. Bro, I'll lose it, man.
I felt a bit sorry for Aubameyang. Again, you don't know what's true. There's many theories to what he's done, but I heard one of them that he went to go and pick up his mum. And if that's the case, family comes first. But apparently he just did it on his own accord, that he didn't get consent from the club. I don't know, but that's the only bit I felt a bit sorry, because obviously family comes first. But
listen, I hear it, innit? Like from that perspective, like I hear it, but Arteta's got this bit of an arrogant manner about
it. I like
him.
It, you know. I actually like it.
I think it works well because it gets people in discipline and it shows that you can't be messed with. Do you know what I mean? And like I said, under the circumstances, I'm sad the way it's happened. And if Aubameyang leaves in Jan or he leaves at the end of the season or whatever, it's sad the way it's happened because he's contributed for so long. Like 2 years straight, he was our best player, no, untouchable.
He won
us the FA Cup, won us the Community Shield, whatnot, do you know what I mean? But he's had one bad season where he didn't live up to his expectations. And then now the second season after that season, he's been stripped of the captaincy. It's sad, man. But do you know what I mean? Like, what can I say? If this is the way it's meant to be, if this is how we get all these, because he's aging as well. I've got to look at it from that as well. He's an aging man. I was even surprised he got such a long deal. What did he get? 3 years on the wages he's on now. So, I mean,
It sounds so crazy because without him, you're scoring so much more. And that's what we know Aubameyang for finishing. Mm. So it's that you take him out of the team and Arsenal become more fluent. It's crazy.
So this was the argument I was having, because it's like, if we took him out or if he was exiled from the squad, like run it back to Ozil, yeah? We took Ozil out of the squad, exiled him out of the squad for whatever reasons we did. We don't even know the real reason why he was, but he was exiled from the squad. Just train alone, don't play, whatever. And we were missing creativity in the midfield. It was evident we needed Ozil in that midfield. So every game we missed that, fans were like, where is he? We ain't got a creative midfielder. Why are you not going out and replacing him? Why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing that? The difference now is we've taken our most prolific goal scorer in the last 2-3 years out of our team, and we're scoring more goals. So now I can't even argue with it. I can't even argue with the decision, because actually it's been a blessing in disguise. Yes, we've lost our captain. Yes, it's Aubameyang. Big name, all of that. But at the same time now, we look more fluid. We're getting more goals from midfield. It's not looking like we're carrying someone now. Do you know what I mean? So I'm sad and I'm not sad at the same time. If this is our future now, and we've got to look for, so we're really linked with how many strikers now. Do you know what I mean? So if this is the way it's gonna be, it's gonna be, man. My only concern is the captaincy. That's my only concern.
It's crazy because when you look at the candidates that Ramsdale, passionate, whatnot, but has not been at the club long. When you have a criteria of a captain, one of them should be kind of been at the club for maybe a season or two. Then I'll say the other two candidates are Tierney and Gabriel. But the only problem with Tierney is he's very injury prone. He doesn't play every game. Mm-hmm. And then Gabriel, well, you saw on the weekend, very experienced. I rate him so high. I think he's going to be one of the world's best centre backs as he develops. But he's very young. He's 22, 23.
He doesn't speak English.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, who else do you look to? Because out the next person you kind of look to for experience been there for so long is Xhaka. Like Rob Holding. You can't go back to him.
Nah. Rob Holding's been there for a while.
I ain't seen him playing how long? I think he came on the other day.
Bro, man came back with a whole new hairline and no one even knew. I said, where did man come with this hairline from?
Must be Turkey or something. Bro. Is that money?
Yeah.
What I would do, I would give it to Laka until the end of the season. If he's leaving, he's leaving.
That makes sense.
Give it to Laka, end of the season, and then in the summer we reevaluate. Do you know what I mean? For me,
for the 6 months, he'll give his all. You could tell Laka loves Arsenal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because he had opportunities to leave and he stayed loyal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Give it to Laka. He's a prop. You can see he's a leader. Do you know what I mean? He's going to lead the front. He's going to school the youth of the club, because if, as I said, that's the model we're running with now. We're running with this youth, so he's kind of what you need. And then I would give it to Tierney. That's who I would give it to. I know he's injury prone and whatnot, and Tavares is really pushing him for that place. I can't lie, but if he's going to be your number one left back, you give it to him. And then I think with time, Ramsdale's an option. I was hearing Odegaard. Don't blame me, man. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah. If you're going to go for a young player, I think you should go for Smith-Rowe. I feel like he could be your future captain, because he looks like he loves the club. He looks like he could be a real voice in the club, I think.
Do you know what my problem with that is here? Is if I can't imagine if we're 2-1 down, 3-1 down, and you look around and you need your captain to urge or get someone. Smith Rowe's not that guy.
Not him.
I think he can.
Smith Rowe is like a soft boy. He's not going to go and... You think he's going to go to Aubameyang, bro, fix up. Aubameyang will just look at him like, who the hell are you? It's not going to happen, bro. I think you need someone that's going to be able to instill a little bit of fear factor into you. Ramsdale, you can see it. Every time he sees the backline not cooperating properly, fam, he's vocal. Xhaka, he's vocal, but he's out of it, so we don't class him. Odegaard is quite a vocal as well, but I think it's still too early. I think Tierney's still... And Gabriel, if Gabriel spoke English, it would be him undoubtedly. I wouldn't even question it. But I think once he learns English, he can be up for question. But I think it's Tierney, man.
Do you think it's too far on the other side of the field to shout out like the strikers and midfielders? Because that's the debate about goalkeepers being captains, because they can't too far localize.
I hear it. I don't know. I don't think left back is too far. I heard the argument with goalkeepers. That I've never understood why a goalkeeper could be a captain. It just feels like they're so out of play. Like they're so isolated from football, from the actual football itself. So it has to be from your backline forward. It can't be your keeper, man. Like for me, so. I think Tierney could do it. I mean, I can't think. And he was captain of Celtic. Oh,
yeah.
When he was there.
No, it was Scott Brown. But I think he
was at Vice.
Not main captain, but he was Vice. And at that point, he was like 20 years old, bro.
Yeah.
He weren't even old. So.
And you know right? He's sorry to cut you, Roy. You're actually spot on. Like, regardless whether he's injured or not, because I just think he's played in like big Champions League games as well. Like he's got it. You're right, Nate. Still, it probably should be given to Tierney.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would make sense.
And I think he would own it. I can see he stops himself from doing it as much because he hasn't got the armband. But I feel like you're given that armband and he lives up to all expectations of what you want from your captain. Like you want a captain that scares you. You want a captain that's going to encourage you, that's going to motivate you. You want someone that's going to tell you, fix up. That's what you want from your captain. Aubameyang's too soft for that. And that's why, for me, he wasn't ever the what you want from, like, your ideal captain. He's just a soft boy. And I found it funny. Do you remember it? I don't know if you lot saw the interview you had 2 weeks before you got stripped to the captaincy. He had an interview with someone from Sky Sports or something, and they were talking to him about it. And he was like, "Oh, I'm the coolest captain. I'm the coolest captain." Bro, shut up, man. What does that even mean? What does that mean? Do you think we care if you're the... Come on, man. Because you drive several cars and you wear bare jewel. Oh, I'm the coolest. Shut up, man. I'm trying to hear that.
What done me is the Gandhi video is always made. And he's smiling, and he's smiling into the screen, and he's coming closer. That I have tears in my eyes when I watch that. It's just, there's certain, you know, I love when footballers express themselves. That's why I don't really like the whole Pogba slander and whatnot. But if you're a captain, you can't be there. You just can't. Like, if you're under the radar or just, I don't know, maybe a fringe player or just a player within the squad, then you can maybe get away with it, especially yourself off the pitch, but you can't be doing all that stuff and being your club cat off Arsenal Football Club that night. You can't, you can't run, man.
Cool. Last thing before we wrap up here. Obviously, we've got Carabao Cup semi-finals tomorrow on Thursday. It's at Chelsea Tottenham and then Arsenal Liverpool the day after. What's your lot of predictions before you wrap up?
What, both legs or just for this week?
Just this week's legs.
I'm not sure. Let me think about this one. Why don't you look?
Let's go to Chelsea because they're first, isn't it? They're tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Ray Remy, what's your lot's predictions? You not think you'll do Tottenham?
I've stopped predicting with this team because they actually stress me out. But
where is it? That's key. Who's
that? Stamford Bridge.
Stamford Bridge first leg.
Yeah. Cool.
I feel like we should definitely be winning. I'm gonna go with a 2-1, just a nice little 2-1. I'll be happy with that.
Mm-hmm. Ray, what do you say, bro?
Yeah, I think I have to go with that because I don't see us scoring any more than one or two goals. So it's either 1-0 or 2-1.
Or 2-1, literally.
Mm-hmm. And it's Conte's return, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Bridge, that's going to be mad. I think Chelsea will win.
Yeah, I think 1-0.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 2-1 as well. I think Chelsea win that. It's not going to be easy. But I think they're going to go to try and frustrate you as much as possible and take it back to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So,
yeah
2-1.
I'm going to go with a comfortable 3-1.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I just think off the back of...
No.
I've not seen Stamford Bridge like that in a long time on Sunday. Off the back of the performance against us, Tuchel just wants more trophies. I just think... And there's that hatred that... You know they chant Tottenham's name every game. That your intro song, they always chant Tottenham's in the song. But I just think Chelsea are going to come out firing. And I just think you're going to have your shooting boots on. Tottenham will score. But I can see a 3-1.
Zach, did we get your prediction? You say 2-1.
Yeah, I reckon 1-0 Chelsea, I reckon.
All right. And then Arsenal Liverpool day after. I think we win that game. But I think dependent on the margin we win it is whether we kill the game. Or kill the tie, should I say. Now I would reckon. Yeah.
Has Salah Mane gone?
Yeah, they're gone.
They're out.
Oh.
But Anfield it don't matter who's playing at Anfield because it's just Anfield. You know it's difficult to go to no matter
what.
That's
what I was going to say to you. So when you just said, depending how much you win, kills the tie, still knowing you have to come to our place.
That's why I said, if to be convincing, we have to absolutely...
Oh, fair. Sorry, I didn't...
We have to put it to bed, like 3-1, 4-1, 4-1. Like, we really have to go for it. Being the first team at home, I'm gonna say, without you having your strongest players, because you ain't gonna have them. 3-1 Arsenal. You score.
Yeah.
You score. But I think at home, I just think we've been so strong. Par the City result, which obviously we know what happened there. And earlier this season, it was only Chelsea who beat us at home. And that was it, I believe. I think it's just those three games we've lost at home. So yeah, I say 3-1.
I say, cool. Even the Chelsea game at the weekend, I don't want to sound like I'm making excuses, but Klopp is a big motivator for us. And remember, that was the third person I forgot that had COVID. Klopp, we don't have our manager.
Managers,
they're very similar, but it's not Klopp. And without having our best keeper, Salah and Mane now going, Firmino still out. We've only got one recognised forward in Jota. I think we're probably going to have to play academy kid.
I might play Minamino with him.
Say that again?
You're probably playing Minamino as well.
Minamino's injured. We've actually hardly got anyone.
What about Origi?
What about Origi?
Injured as well.
Damn. I have to go Arsenal.
We've only got one recognised forward. And you know Minamino loves... He's like Origi. Like, they just... Sorry, he's like Nketiah. Nketiah and Minamino, they score every game in this competition. I think, I might get stated by this, but I never really go negative, but I say 2-1. I don't think you'll comfortably beat us. I think us knowing we've got the return leg at our place, we lose the game, but it'll be tight. Maybe even a 1-0 Arsenal, but actually, no, I'm going to stick with 2-1. I think we'll score. 2-1 Arsenal.
I'll go 2-1 Arsenal as well.
Yeah, same to be fair.
I just got a notification from Arsenal. Following a request from Liverpool, the EFL is considering whether our Carabao Cup semi-final first leg match will go ahead on Thursday. So it's under review.
You know what happens then? It gets cancelled.
It might not even happen now.
Me first.
Which is not good. That's not good. That's not good.
If I was you, Nate, I would burn in right now. Like,
for God's sake, man.
You see tomorrow or whenever you lot played them was going to be so interesting because you're going to have to see how they were going to play without their main players. Like, ooh. I just remembered that without Mendy tomorrow, like, I don't trust us to only concede one goal.
Oh, yeah, no Mendy's gone.
Yeah, no Mendy. So I don't think we're only conceding one goal. I'm not going to lie to you.
Do you know what? Kepa, you know, he gives me confidence. Like, this season, when he's coming,
He's been clutching in the solid cup competitions as well, like, especially for penalties and that. Like, he's done well, man.
He's been solid.
Yeah. Obviously, he's not what you lot paid. He's not worth what you lot paid for him, but he's a good substitute.
But I hope that Liverpool game still goes ahead because it'll be annoyed that if they ask for the Carabao Cup to be postponed, I'll be a bit annoying because it'll show that, you know, Liverpool have got some of them officials in the back pocket.
That means not even just COVID people, not even just players out of COVID. That means players out of injury will come back and our manager will be back.
Yeah, I'll be fuming. I can't lie to you.
That's not fair. Like, that actually is not fair. That game better go ahead.
Because, we've had injuries on COVID. We should get a game postponed. They said, nah. Mm. So it should be fair. You know?
I got my fingers crossed. It gets delayed at least till next week, you know what I mean?
No chance. It can't be. It'll mess up the whole scheduling, so I don't think it will.
Remember, because it's World Cup year, they actually have to cram. This season's going to be interesting, you know. I feel like we're going to have football just... You know how it was during that lockdown period when Project restarted when you came back and it was literally...
It'll be like that.
Football every day. I think it has to because of all these games. Well, we've got a World Cup for the first ever time in the winter. It's going to be a bit weird, man.
They'll have to cram it. They'll have to. But yeah, that wraps up this episode. I don't even know how long we've been recording for because this don't tell me how long we've gone for. But it's been definitely well over an hour.
But I think an hour and a half, you know.
Yeah, no, we had a lot to talk about, man. Yeah. But love for tuning in, guys. Love having conversation with you, man. If you're watching this, thanks for watching. If you're listening, thanks for listening. Subscribe, like, tell your friend to tell a friend. And we'll be back next week, man, hopefully with episode 4. But peace, guys. Thanks for listening.
Nice one.
Peace.